Well, it's hard to believe, well, I find it hard to believe, that the Sevens Championship over the weekend at Allianz Stadium is sold out. That's right, Saturday and Sunday. Australia is coming off a fifth placing in Wellington last weekend, where we saw Sonny Bill Williams. And I guess the big question is, do we get to see Quade Cooper, who's flown halfway around the world? He trained with the squad yesterday, and the team, I'm led to believe, will be named later on today for the weekend. James Stenard joins us. He's one of the veterans of the Aussie Sevens setup. G'day, James.
How you going?
Very, very well, mate. Great to chat. Exciting times. And what about the big crowd you're going to play in front of?
Yeah, mate, it's outstanding. It's sold out both days, so, the boys are looking forward to it.
And high expectation, I'd imagine, mate. A great squad.
Yeah, they've brought in a few of the big dogs like Ed Jenkins and Lewis Holland. So those guys will be out to impress and lead the team around.
Do you think Quade will play?
I'm unsure, mate. He came in yesterday and had a training run with us and trained quite well. But I guess at the end of the day, it's up to the coaching staff.
James, can you tell us some? You know, I can't sort of get my head around it. Quite clearly, I know the differences between 15-man rugby and 7-man rugby. But the athlete itself, you know, what are the skills that a 7s rugby player has that, say, a 15-man rugby player doesn't have?
I guess most of the core skills are pretty much the same. Your catch pass and your running and that sort of thing. Just to get up mentally for each game. So you get on a high, come back down for a couple of hours and then get back up again. You've got to do that three times a day. So I guess that's the hardest thing and the biggest difference between 15s.
Yeah, so aerobically, I guess, is that the biggest challenge?
Yeah, it's quite challenging. You've got to be pretty fit, and these days the teams are just getting fitter. So you've got to be pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, so at 32, how do you travel?
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. These young blokes are getting faster and fitter, but I just got to stay a bit more wiser on the field, so keep in front of them.
And Rio, mate, it's so exciting. It's just around the corner, and you'd be pushing for selection there.
Yeah, mate, it's exciting. We've still got about 8 tournaments to go for the season, prepping for it. I guess everyone in the squad will be pushing for a spot to get on that Olympic team. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. When's that squad announced, James?
I have no idea.
Right.
I guess that's up to the powers to be, Andy Friend, and I guess the guys at the AU. I have no idea when they're going to announce that squad. So.
And mate, it's good to be a veteran, but I'm led to believe you've scored more points than any other man who's played sevens rugby for Australia.
Yeah, apparently. I think that just comes down to the guys on the field putting me in some good situations. I've played a few tournaments as well, so
yeah.
But at the end of the day, mate, that doesn't really mean too much as long as we go well. That's the main thing.
And James, is it a sport and a dedication now where you have to be totally a sevens player?
I think it's getting that way. It's getting more demanding. Like we get doing 10 tournaments in 5 months, so it's really demanding on the body. To be honest, 15 guys, I just think they've got to get a few months under the belt of hard training and that sort of thing to get up to speed. But it's getting to a point where it's just full time seven.
All right. We look forward to it. So fifth last weekend I mentioned in Wellington. You'd like to finish better than that this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We strive to achieve, like, to get the cup every time you go out. So last week we started off pretty slow, and I guess we lost that game against South Africa. And I guess the next best thing was to win the plate, and we came through and won that. So we've got another challenge this week, and I guess the cup. Cup's what we want.
James, you're going to have a tremendous backdrop, a great atmosphere there at Allianz Stadium over the weekend. Play well, mate.
Cheers, thanks very much.
James Stenard joins us, the Aussie Sevens veteran. No one scored more points than James has for Australia in that Sevens arena. Tab.com.au. as you can imagine. Fiji are the favourites, so that's along with the Kiwis, $2.85 apiece. Then South Africa, $3, and we're $11. So we're fourth favourites for the weekend at the Sydney Sevens.